Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays, starting at 6, for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
The Kansas City Chiefs fall to the Los Angeles Chargers at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Chargers win 16-13, and the other results that were up in the air have all fallen in the way you didn't want them to fall. Ultimately, didn't really matter. Just a matter of time if the Chiefs couldn't get the victory today. And we are awaiting news on Patrick Mahomes. And of course, we will bring you as soon as we hear it here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Let's talk about it now with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, a lot of things obviously go wrong in this game. Lots of injuries up and down. But awaiting the news on Mahomes, I think you could probably start with the fact that this game was 13-3 Chiefs and all unanswered Chargers points from there.
Yeah, 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 13-3 Chiefs. And then again, just a single play can flip a game. And the kickoff return where Butker had to make the stop at the 40-yard line, that could have been returned all the way for a touchdown. And they didn't have Darius Davis in this game. That was Keandre Lambert-Smith, the rookie, that got that kickoff return. What that did, that led then to a touchdown. You're thinking at that point you hope him to a field goal because Dicker can get him from 60. But then they get his 37-yard pass to Harris, and with 5 seconds to go in the second quarter, they get the 16-yard pass. And you're going, okay, wow, 13-10. And then they get the ball to start the third quarter. The defense was on the field way too much. And then they tie it at 13, but then the Chiefs go 3 and out on 2 consecutive drives. In fact, the Chiefs, I think, only had 4 drives in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. And it was punt, punt, interception, interception. And so with the chopped-up offensive line, you're down to your 5th and 6th tackles, your backup right guard, but you still had a shot. You throw an interception at the 1 before Pat got injured. That's going to tie the game at 16. And then even driving down on a 13-play drive to get down where you got a shot, with Minshew coming in with Pat's injury. Now, Pat's injury is going to be the biggest, obviously the biggest, because how serious is it? This is also December the 14th. If it's really serious, I don't want to borrow trouble here, but that affects your whole offseason, if that's the case. But still, the Chiefs, the matter at hand is the Chiefs lose this game 16-13 and in effect are out of the playoffs for the first time since 2014.
And I kind of want to go big picture with you for a minute, Mitch. Obviously, you've been here for some dark days where the playoffs were out of the picture well before mid-December, it felt like, and obviously unbelievable success over this last decade. We're going to have all week to dig more into this, I'm sure, but I'm just sort of curious what your 30,000-foot view looks like as the game goes final here today.
Well, you're right. If you listen to my game day setup, mm-hmm. my monologue to start the game, you know, I've been in this league 11,467 days. I've had 3 Super Bowl parades, 3 ring ceremonies, and 3 Super Bowl championships. That's 9 days. Most of the time you were in the league. Now, most of the time before Andy Reid, you have to deal with situations like today or this season. It's the NFL's too tough. The Chiefs end a 10-year playoff run. That's near the top of NFL history. They end a run of getting to the AFC championship game 7 straight years, and Mahomes was knocked out in overtime in those 2 times by the Patriots in 18 and 21 by the Bengals. So that puts all this in perspective, and it's historic. But that now comes to an end. My 30,000-foot view is, to be real in the NFL, you got to deal with all kinds of situations. And the leadership of Andy Reid will not waver. I saw him lose 6 out of 7. They rally. Lose 5 out of 6. They rally. I saw him in 2013 lose a 24-7 lead. They rally. The 30,000-foot view is you trust your infrastructure. And you've got to look at everything in the roster. You look at staff. You look at where was this year deficient. You got three games to go. And try to get a winning season if you can. Try to get to 9-8 because the Chiefs have not had a losing season since 2012. But you asked me for the 30,000-foot view. It does not waver my confidence in the infrastructure of the franchise. However, I've been through this a lot of times, and you've got to put everything under the microscope to decide what do you have to fix? What do you keep? What do you fix? What moves have to be made? And that will be the entire offseason.
And a little bit of the next few weeks, I suppose, will break down guys that get more playing time. I'm bummed not to be able to talk more about Esipolé and Shu Godrick having to come in for this game, but obviously just a game where not very many things went in the Chiefs' favor. Mitch, appreciate it as always. We'll do this again next week.
Yeah, let me say, Esipolé's done a pretty good job, really good job. And Shu Godrick's just overmatched.
Yeah.
I mean, Shu just hasn't played at all, and he's an international pathway player. He's been around for 3 years, but to put him into this game and go, hey, why don't you go be Willie Roaf, it ain't going to happen. All right? So, but be that as it may, there was still some opportunities to either tie or take the lead, and extremely disappointing. I don't want to sugarcoat it.
Nope, indeed it is. And, yeah, again, it's a tough spot for a lot of those guys, and ultimately not enough breaking the Chiefs' direction. That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, with us here on the Chiefs Radio Network. And I'm going to go ahead and underline one stat. In fact, I may go ahead and underline two stats for the stat of the game, brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. On one hand, again, just noting how this game went, a stat of this game, was the Chiefs were up 13-3 with just seconds remaining in the first quarter. Or excuse me, in the first half. The other stat of the decade is that this was a 10-year playoff run for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's what makes today all the more shocking, this season all the more shocking. But ultimately, it's been an unbelievable run, and now the Chiefs have to figure out how to retool to get back where they want to get next year, as this season obviously went a whole bunch of twists and turns that certainly none of us here saw coming. We'll take our first time out back here in the studio. We'll come back with more next on the Chiefs Radio Network. Today's scoreboard updates brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. We'll start with the game that had the highlights and the most to do with where the Chiefs stood, depending on if they were able to beat the Chargers today. Obviously didn't go their way. But the Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots had a barn burner in Foxborough. It was 24-7 Patriots in New England. Ultimately, this game went a bunch of places as James Cook took advantage for the go-ahead.
Hand off to Cook, lowers the shoulder, looking for the end zone, and he's in! James Cook with a trifecta of touchdowns, punches it in on an 11-yard touchdown run, and the Bills are back in front.
That put the Bills back ahead, as you just heard there from Chris Brown and Eric Wood of WGR Sports Radio 550 Buffalo. Then the Bills had to get one more stop to end the game.
Snap to May, back to pass, nobody open, pressure coming. Rolling out to his right, fires, and it's batted out of the air by Joey Bosa. Incomplete. It's a turnover on downs for Buffalo.
That did it. Bills win in Foxborough 35-31 to make the AFC East more up in the air, more in question in the division. Meanwhile, the Eagles absolutely trounced the Las Vegas Raiders 31-0. Field Yates of ESPN tweeted that the Raiders are the first team to be shut out twice in a single season since the 2000 Browns, and they've still got a couple games still to be played. The Commanders held off the Giants as Jackson Dart and the crew got that a little bit closer there in New Jersey. The Bengals also shut out at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore wins in Cincinnati 24-0. The Texans double up the Arizona Cardinals in Houston. Texans win 40-20. The Jacksonville Jaguars put up even more points at home against the New York Jets, winning that game 48-20. The Texans, Jaguars, and Bills needed to all win today, along with the Chiefs' loss to the Chargers, to mathematically eliminate the Chiefs from playoff contention. As you heard, all of those things happened. And of course, the Chiefs losing to Los Angeles was the only nail in the coffin that truly mattered for today. But just for the things now, it is in fact over for the Chiefs. Only other game today, Bears trounced the Browns 31-3. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We will hear from the stadium. We'll hear from Andy Reid, players, coaches, etc. All coming up next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Today's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Let's go out to Arrowhead, to the locker room, where Josh Klingler caught up with the man who owned the best highlight of the day, certainly for the Chiefs' defense, young defensive end Ashton Gelati, had the first interception of his rookie season. Here's Josh Klingler with Gelati.
You know, a lot of energy expended in this one, everything kind of on the line. Everybody in here spent, and obviously you haven't been part of the run, but did you feel kind of where this is at right now? This is kind of a surprise.
Obviously, you know, I knew coming in the winning culture, and I obviously watched the success over the years as I came up through college. Obviously, it's just a tough loss, and, you know, put it all out there and just try to keep building, recoup. So
yeah, what was the message after this one?
Again, it's same thing. We got to recoup. Doing a lot of good things. Just got to clean up little mistakes and execute and make more plays. And that's really all it is. Just keep pushing each other to, you know, that standard.
Got yourself an interception today. I know this defensive line's kind of been a pushing the last few weeks. How have you been feeling here down the stretch?
I've been feeling like we definitely been picking up. Sense of urgency's gone up. And I don't think that will drop even after this loss. We got to just keep going because we set the tone up front, and that's how your defense has got to be. And, you know, we just got to keep going.
Can you describe your interception a little bit, dropping back in coverage? I know you're kind of trying to disguise some things, and that allowed you to drop back in coverage. What did you see?
It's really just doing your job. Was able to drift back. I think it was Mike Edwards, but someone hit Herbert, made him throw a bad ball out. Just flooded out there. You know, it's a play to make, so I made it. So,
Ashton, thanks for a few minutes.
I appreciate you.
All right, that's Ashton Gelati. Josh, we're back to you.
Appreciate it, Kling. Again, Josh Klingler with Ashton Gelati, who had a nice game today and ultimately seemed to stack some good things in his rookie season. And probably going to see even more of him the rest of the way, try to get him some more experience. And as so much of this team is injured or just at this point, again, you're trying to assess for the future. It's a bizarre place to be in mid-December, but it's where the Chiefs stand now. And certainly you think Gelati is one of the pieces you want to have in your defense going forward. We will momentarily hear from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, his weekly post-game conversation with Dane and Hughes. Not sure if he'll have anything on the Patrick Mahomes front this time or not. We'll keep our ears open there. But here is Dane and Hughes with Andy Reid.
All right, thanks. Here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, another tough, close loss.
Yeah, it was. I mean, listen, my hat goes off to them. They persevered through it and came out on the right end of it. But I appreciate the effort from our guys. We got to clean up some things. So,
Coach, you talk about the effort. I mean, at this juncture of the season, you're not expecting Esipole, Chu Godrick, Noel Williams to be staples in your offense and your defensive game plan, but like, speak to the experience factor. I know wins are paramount. They're premium, but getting those young guys in and being a factor in these close contests.
Yeah, no, that's one of the positives out of it. You get to see everybody on your roster play. It's a shame that we have to go that direction, but I'm proud of the guys for stepping up and playing like they did. So, you know, we just got to take care of business.
Yeah. Coach, going back to the duo possessions, which kind of has been the Achilles heel, this time it worked against us from the opposite side where they were able to get a touchdown, then a field goal coming out in the third quarter. Like, it seemed like there was a lull. How tough is it to kind of, especially in these weather conditions, to get everybody kind of galvanized to put forth that strong effort?
Yeah, no, listen, they did a nice job. You always want to finish the half strong and start. If you get the ball, start the half strong. They were able to do that. Special teams got us a little bit on that with the return, and so that can flip a game like this. So we got to make sure we take care of business there too.
Coach, last question. Where do you guys go from here? You know, there's a slight chance of still postseason opportunities, but, you know, it's definitely an uphill battle.
As long as there's a chance, you keep going. You go anyways, but, you know, if you have a chance, you never know in this thing.
All right. Appreciate your time.
All right, dude.
That's Dan Hughes with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid after the tough loss at the hands of the Los Angeles Chargers, 16-13 at home with playoff hopes essentially on the line. Let's hear our offensive play of the game brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
Chiefs have two tight ends lined up on the opposite side. Mahomes in the pocket will step up. He'll scramble 10, 5, Mahomes, diving touchdown, Kansas City. It's Mahomes' 19th career touchdown run, his fifth of this season, and the Chiefs get first blood on a Mahomes run up the middle for a touchdown, Kansas City.
A great play, a great touchdown, and ultimately about the end of the offensive production, even after drawing first blood there. We'll take a timeout, come back, and continue to break down the game here from the guys at Arrowhead, and keep rolling on here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Real quick addendum to the conversation with Andy Reid and Dana Hughes there. Again, just quoting from Adam Schefter of ESPN, the situations coming into today's game was that if the Chiefs lost to the Chargers, the Bills beat the Patriots, the Jags beat the Jets, and the Texans beat the Cardinals, that would officially eliminate the Chiefs from playoff contention. All of those things did happen. So as Schefter ties it up here, saying after advancing to the playoffs the past 10 seasons, the Chiefs now have officially been eliminated from postseason contention this year. Meanwhile, our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Let's talk about a couple of the rookies who got a lot of playing time tonight. Noel Williams, of course, with Trent McDuffie out for this game. Williams was out there a lot. He had his number called a few times in the penalty department. I saw somebody somewhere mentioned that it has some kind of Legarius Sneed vibes where maybe you end up paying a couple of penalties for the physicality that he brings to the cornerback position. So keeping an eye on that as he continues to develop. Expect to see a lot more of him the rest of the way. And then really both tackles. Now, Chu Godrick has been in the International Player Pathway Program for a number of years now, but this was his first bit of NFL action. He ends up playing, I believe, the majority of the offensive snaps on the right side. And then Esipole, after playing all but one of the offensive snaps last week, he gets the start and really acquits himself pretty well for two tackles there that had not played very much football. Probably a tougher day and a tougher spot there for Godrick, but Pole really acquitting himself well, and again, just kind of an impossible situation for the Chiefs offensive line there with incredibly, incredibly young, inexperienced tackles holding it together on the bookends of the O-line. That's the Rookie Report brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. We will go ahead and take another time out here and return with more from, we've got Juju Smith-Schuster, Leo Chanel. We hear more from Andy Reid at some point, plus we'll keep you updated on the latest regarding Patrick Mahomes' knee injury. That's all coming up next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Dana Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Now it's time to head to the podium and listen to Andy Reid's press conference. It's brought to you by GEHA. GEHA offers medical and dental benefits designed exclusively for federal employees and retirees, military retirees, and their families. Over 2 million of them every day. GEHA, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Patrick hurt his left knee. We'll get an MRI tomorrow or this evening, whenever they get him in there. And then Jalen Moore, likewise left knee. And then Thornton got hit in the head. And we'll just see where he's at. But he's in the protocol right now. Listen, all in all, we came up short on both sides of the ball and special teams. We had a few mistakes, and that ends up costing you against a good football team. I appreciate the effort of the guys and stepping up, playing hard and aggressive. Some positions were backup guys to backup guys, and they battled their tail off. So that's appreciated. Our fans, we appreciate them showing up in the cold here and supporting us, best fans in the National Football League. So, with that, we've got to do better. You know, you get opportunities in the red zone, more field position. You got to take advantage of that. special teams, we've got to create field position, and then defensively, we've got to maintain it. And so in those cases, we weren't quite good enough in all three phases. And again, that's my responsibility to make sure that you don't have these kind of mistakes. And so I'll look in the mirror first on this. But anyways, with that, time's yours.
Andy, with Patrick, is there fear that this could be something serious?
I don't know, but I mean, it didn't look good. So, I mean, you guys saw it. So we'll just see where it goes. Yeah.
How tough a situation was that for Gardner to step into?
Yeah, that's a tough deal, but you know, he's a big boy. I mean, he's done it before. He's played before, so he understands the role.
Andy, what's the locker room like for you today going in there after this loss?
Yeah, the guys are down. They busted their butt to win the game, you know, and I wouldn't expect anything less. It's not a great feeling. I wouldn't expect it to be after losing a game.
It's just for you, your own thoughts going in there, and knowing what was at stake today and what.
Yeah, sure. Listen,
now.
I mean, I can't tell you I'm happy. You know, it's a tough deal there, you know, when you deal with that. But at the same time, we've got a few more games here we got to take care of. So.
If it was the type of play that Patrick would usually walk us through, but the interception that he had on third down, just a play that probably could just throw away, or what did you see on that?
Yeah, I mean, they probably want that one back. Yeah, you don't want to throw an interception there. You thought Kareem could potentially make a play on a linebacker, you know, but that's what happened.
It seemed like a big momentum swing was right before half. The Chargers got down there.
Yeah, well, there was a return, you know, so you get a big return, and that's not good. That's kind of, that flipped some switches there. You know. And then they get the ball the first series, so they score on the last series of the half, come back in the first series and get points. So that's not good.
A lot of guys get hurt and come back in the game, so it seemed like that spirit of this, everyone was all in on this one. It was kind of a rough game, many guys were going out.
Yeah, it was physical. So, yeah, the guys, I appreciate that. That's they battled. It wasn't for a lack of effort or battling. It was just had some mistakes. It cost us.
What was your thoughts on the hit on Tyquan and just the exchange afterwards there?
The league, you know, they took care of it, so... it was what happened. It's one of those kind of hits. There were a couple of those. They got them on that one.
Where does your mind go? Obviously, now you guys are eliminated from the playoffs for this whole season. Just where does your mind go to just thinking about what's happened here the last few weeks?
Yeah, well, we've got to take care of business the next few games. So, I mean, I'm just coming off the field. My mind was on this game here and taking care of it there, and you know, I wanted to come out different, obviously. So I haven't gone too much further than that.
Sam, you guys are obviously playing with three backup offensive linemen. I know you guys prepare them to be starters, but still, how much does that just sort of limit what you can do in passing?
Yeah, I mean, the positive. Listen, I'll find a positive in that. So that these young guys had an opportunity to play, get a chance to see what they can do. I thought they did a respectable job in there. So that's good as we grow here as a team.
Specifically with both Pole and with Chu Godrick, Chu in particular being an international pathway player, what did you see in him, and what, you know, significance is it to have a guy like that be in there for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Chu's come a long way from not playing a lot of football. And he's a very good athlete, smart kid, and you know, it's great that he had a chance to get in and compete.
That's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid after the loss. Of course, the big news in that, not necessarily a lot of new information, but Patrick Mahomes does have a left knee injury. He'll get an MRI tonight or tomorrow, and as you heard Reid say there, it didn't look good. Sounds like we might not get much more definitive than that throughout the remainder of today's show, but we'll keep that in mind going forward. Now let's get our MVP of the game presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit JohnDeere.com to learn more.
Mahomes steps up, slings it right, low catch made, and a first down. Kelce with the catch and the run to the Charger 20-yard line. A gain of 17 yards.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Juju Smith-Schuster next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holthus airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Play action fake to Hampton. Herbert being chased. He's trying to get free. He will not. He'll be sacked back at the 49 by Jalen Watson on a corner blitz. The third sack of the game for the Chiefs. This is a loss of 6 on 1st and 10.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. We had some options for the sack of the day, and ultimately, the Chiefs defense had an all right day at the office. Not perfect, obviously had a few things you'd want back, but ultimately 16 points even with the issue right before the half. That's good enough a lot of days. You're not going to win a lot of games when your offense is only able to get into the end zone once and early at that. Just too many things moving in the wrong direction. We'll get to a member of the offense here in just a moment. But if you want to be out there and be a part of the action the rest of the way, Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code ChiefsRadio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. Let's go ahead and hear from one of the wide receivers. Juju Smith-Schuster spoke after the game with our own Danon Hughes.
All right, thanks. Here with Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju, tough loss. Kind of indicative of the season with these close games that have not gone on your way.
Yeah, just tough. Maybe we fell short. Got to execute on plays.
Yeah, I mean, how tough is it when you seems like it's a never-ending uphill battle with the injuries sustained and guys being plug and play and playing these close games that, you know, over the past 2 years, you guys were 17-0 in the same games that just are not working it for you this time?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think when you have injuries and you're dealing with self-inflicted wounds, like penalties, they hurt us long run. It was tough. You come down to the end of the game like that, you just got to find a way to win, and we came up short again.
As a veteran on this team, one of the leaders on this team, like, what's got to be the message from a learning experience, from, you know, opportunities to grow, et cetera, for this locker room?
I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to grow for a lot of us. Bunch of young guys, bunch of older guys, and just learn from the vets.
And where do you guys go from here?
Just keep fighting, keep playing. Take one game at a time.
Appreciate your time.
That's Danon Hughes with Juju Smith-Schuster after the game. Obviously, a very down locker room, and with plenty of reasons. Of course, the question marks about Patrick Mahomes, the loss of the playoff opportunity, just not the way you want things to go in a gotta-have-it game like this one. You want to do some good this holiday season? The Chiefs Kingdom Food Drive, in partnership with Harvesters, is back, and we need your help to make sure no one goes hungry this holiday season. Please bring non-perishable food items for donation to your local Hy-Vee now, your local Kansas City area Hy-Vee now, through the end of the holiday season. And do some good to try to make sure that people have as good of a holiday season as we'd all like to have. Again, I mentioned the Chiefs defense ultimately had a pretty solid day on the defensive side. Let's hear our Big Beef defensive play of the game presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Chiefs are blitzing to the backside of Herbert. Hit as he throws it, bounced, intercepted at the 30 of the Chargers. Picked off on the near side. This time the Chiefs didn't drop the pick. And picked off by Ashton Gelati, the rookie out of Louisville, gets his first pick. Herbert hit as he throws. That's his 12th interception. And Ashton Gelati gives the Chiefs a short field opportunity.
A great play there from the rookie and a great play for the Chiefs defense. Just not enough as the Chiefs fall 16-13. We'll take a timeout and come back and relive some of the highlights of the Chiefs replay next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
The Chargers won the toss and deferred, giving the Chiefs the ball to start the game. But on the second play of scrimmage, right tackle Jalen Moore was injured on an illegal hit from Derwin James, leaving Chu Godrick to enter the game for his first rep of NFL action, though Moore did return a couple plays later, though not for very long. After a sack, the Chiefs had 3rd-and-11, and who Chargers?
Mahomes steps up, slings it right, low catch made, and a first down. Kelce with the catch and the run to the Charger 20-yard line. A gain of 17 yards.
A quick screen to Rice and a strong run through space from Isaiah Pacheco got KC to first and goal, but Pacheco lost 4 yards on the next carry, setting up a long second and goal from the 12.
Chiefs have two tight ends lined up on the opposite side. Mahomes in the pocket will step up. He'll scramble 10, 5, Mahomes, diving touchdown! Kansas City, it's Mahomes' 19th career touchdown run. His fifth of this season, and the Chiefs get first blood on a Mahomes run up the middle for a touchdown, Kansas City.
The Chargers ran the ball on their first 6 plays from scrimmage, then they mixed in some passes from there, but on 4th-and-1 from the 30, the Chargers settled for a field goal to make it 7-3 Chiefs. The Kansas City offense went 3 and out in response, with Xavier Worthy being injured on 3rd down, before an excellent punt forced the Chargers to start their drive from the 9. LA got a fresh set of downs due to a penalty, but the Chiefs still earned a chance to get off the field on 3rd-and-4.
Snap to Herbert, looks right, turns left, and now he's going to be sacked back at the 25-yard line. Charles Omenihu gets the sack.
Mahomes began the next drive with a massive deep shot to Tyquan Thornton, but the pass was broken up after apparent interference went uncalled. Mahomes was sacked again on 3rd-and-7 for another 3 and out. The defense answered quickly, forcing the Chargers into 3rd-and-11.
Chiefs are blitzing on the backside of Herbert. Hit as he throws it, bounced, intercepted at the 30, and the Chargers picked off on the near side. This time the Chiefs didn't drop the pick, and picked off by Ashton Jelani, the rookie out of Louisville, gets his first pick. Herbert hit as he throws. That's his 12th interception. And Ashton Jelani gives the Chiefs a short field opportunity.
The rookie's first interception set the offense up at the 19. Kareem Hunt converted 3rd-and-1, but a stuffed toss and incompletion set up 3rd-and-goal from the 9. Mahomes couldn't find anybody before throwing the ball away after a scramble, and Butker hit the field goal to make it 10-3. The Chargers drove to midfield. They were held short on 3rd-and-2, setting up 4th-and-1 from the KC 49. The Chiefs got off the field, but Chris Jones was flagged for being in the neutral zone again, giving LA a fresh set of downs. On the next play, the defense moved the Chargers back.
A play action fake to Hampton. Herbert being chased. He's trying to get free. He will not. He'll be sacked back at the 49 by Jalen Watson on a corner blitz. The third sack of the game for the Chiefs. This is a loss of 6 on 1st-and-10.
On the next play, Shamari Connor was a fingernail away from an interception, but on 3rd-and-16, it got even weirder.
Herbert's got a 3-by-1 look. He'll look that way. Catch is made, and now they throw it back across the field on a lateral. They threw a right-side throw between the numbers and hash. It went to Keenan Allen, and then he threw it back across the field and lost yardage at the 47, and that throw was about 25 to 30 yards.
After another special teams penalty on the punt return, the Chiefs' offense started from the 6-yard line with 2:50 left in the half as Worthy returned to the field. Mahomes hit Rice for the first down on 3rd-and-4 after the 2-minute warning, and the offense got some small chunks before Jalen Moore was injured again with less than 90 seconds remaining in the half. The Chiefs needed a chunk play, and they got one on 2nd-and-7.
Left side boundary throw, caught at the 45 of the Chargers. Worthy with run after the catch, and then shoved out of bounds at the Charger bench after a gain of 26 yards to the Bolt 35-yard line in front of Tarheeb Sill.
Mahomes went to Worthy on 3rd-and-5. The DB boxed Worthy out. No flag came, and Butker hit a 47-yard field goal to make it 13-3. Not a lot of time left, as Butker had to make the tackle on the kick return, giving the Chargers a chance to add some points before the half. Trey Harris made a 37-yard over-the-shoulder catch to get all the way down to the Chiefs' 23-yard line with 21 seconds remaining. Then, on 3rd-and-3 from the 16 with just seconds left, the Chargers struck.
Herbert looks for the end zone, harassed as he throws, and the pass is caught at the back of the end zone. Touchdown for the Chargers at 5 seconds to go in the half. Keandre Lambert-Smith with the catch.
The Chargers started the second half with the ball and rolled along thanks to some missed tackles, topped off by a 27-yard strike to get down to the 4-yard line. On first down, Karlaftis moved them back to the 5. A tackle-eligible pass attempt was well covered on 2nd-and-goal, and the Chiefs held firm on 3rd-and-goal, leaving Cameron Dicker to tie it up 13-all. Rashee Rice got whacked on first down before dropping a screen on second down. On third and long, Asapole got run around and Mahomes took a sack, resulting in a three and out that lost 11 yards. The Chiefs' defense, however, they answered, getting the third and 11 from midfield.
Herbert takes the snap at the far hash. He wants to run a slant. Caught by Trey Harris, and now the ball knocked out. They're going to see an incompletion. A big hit put on Harris on the slant to pry the ball out.
The Chiefs' offense had a third and three to get their drive started, but Rice was blown up by a defender yet again, forcing another incompletion and another three and out. The KCD allowed one big play on the next drive before holding strong with a sack on third and six, forcing a Chargers field goal to make it 16-13. Then, the fourth quarter, the offense struggled to start the next drive before Mahomes hit Tyquan Thornton for 32 yards. But an illegal blindside block penalty called on Juju Smith-Schuster ended up setting up a third and five for KC.
Chiefs facing pressure on the outside. Pole gives a chance for Mahomes. He's got a catch on a slant to the 30-yard line of the Chargers, caught by Tyquan Thornton. And this is going to be a helmet-to-helmet hit, I believe, on the Chargers. It's a 21-yard slant, and Tony Jefferson, who was taunting the crowd after the Juju Smith-Schuster penalty, and now Kelce gets in his face.
Thornton stayed down after that hit. A skirmish broke out between the two teams before Jefferson was eventually ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct. Still, the offense couldn't find momentum after that, leading to a disaster on third and long.
Chiefs with this patchwork offensive line will try to give Mahomes some time. He'll dump it on the near side, and the pass is going to be intercepted at the one-yard line. Intercepted, they're going to say, out of bounds at the one-yard line. Intercepted by Deion Henley.
Getting the ball back, the Chargers just kept moving the chains all the way across midfield, but the defense had another chance on third and seven.
Chiefs are blitzing from the outside. Herbert is hit. He throws the ball away and incomplete.
The Chiefs' offense did answer by matriculating the ball down the field bit by bit, but Mahomes went down with a left knee injury on the first play after the two-minute warning. Kelce and Rice got the first two targets from Gardner Minshew, with Kelce also reeling in an 8-yard gain on third and six. A delay of game moved the Chiefs back with 20 seconds left, and then the final nail.
Chiefs down 16-13. Gardner Minshew in for the injured Patrick Mahomes. Here comes pressure. Minshew stays in the pocket, throws a route to the left side. It's intercepted. He was trying to force it to Kelce on a deep corner route at the 18-yard line, and Derwin James Jr., the old combatant of Kelce for the past 8 years in this division, is going to seal the game and the season for the Chiefs.
That was all she wrote. Chargers win 16-13, and for the first time in a decade, the Kansas City Chiefs are not in the NFL playoffs.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Left side boundary throw, caught at the 45 of the Chargers. Worthy with run after the catch, and then shoved out of bounds at the Charger bench after a gain of 26 yards to the Bolt 35-yard line in front of Tarheeb Sill.
That's today's Sweet Play of the Game, brought to you by Andy's Frozen Custard, home of the 87 Concrete. A portion of every 87 Concrete sold supports Travis Kelce's 87 and Running Foundation. Hurry into Andy's today and collect both 87 Concrete souvenir cups before they're gone. Let's go ahead and hear from another member of the Chiefs defense after the tough playoff hope-ending loss that was today out at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel spoke with Dane and Hughes after the game.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Leo Chanel. Tough loss.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much other to say than we came up short, and you know, we didn't play well enough against a division opponent. And when it mattered most, we came up short.
Yeah, it seems like it's so tough to digest these losses because in the past couple of years, I mean, you set a record for close wins of 17-0, but just this year, it hasn't fallen your way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the National Football League. Every team is great. You know, every team is capable of winning, and you know, I can't put my finger on it. But yeah, we just came up short. You know, plain and simple.
And now, as a veteran in this locker room, one of the leaders of this team, like, what's got to be the message going forward for some of these young guys and growth and learning opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good, you know, opportunity to, you know, just continue to play, you know, hard, continue to grow, you know. Obviously, we want to win football games, whether we're in position or not to do anything. We want to win games. We're all competitive. So just keeping that edge is really important, and, you know, work on getting better and playing as a team.
Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
That's Danon Hughes with Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel after the game. Our postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll take a timeout, come back, and read you an absolute laundry list of an injury report. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Take a look at the injury report here in just a moment. But first, today's post-game report, easy for me to say, is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Obviously, again, the news that matters at this point. We knew that the Chiefs needed to win this game to keep serious playoff hopes alive. But ultimately, all the other dominoes that needed to fall today with the Bills, Jaguars, and Texans got to a point where the Chiefs were officially out of playoff contention before the kickoff of the afternoon games here on December 14th. A truly, truly strange place to be. And of course, the story going forward will be about the health of Patrick Mahomes. And our Chiefs injury report is brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. I will admit, we do not have anything final on the Patrick Mahomes front. Nothing definitive, but here's what we do know. Patrick Mahomes left very with a left knee injury. You saw his cleats, you know, lock into the ground there and his knee bend backwards in some sort of fashion. Well, he went to the locker room, was helped in there. He wasn't carted off, walked in there with significant help from the staff. Andy Reid said post-game that he's going to get an MRI on it tonight or tomorrow to get a feel for the extent of the injury. Andy Reid did say, quote, it didn't look good, which is, you know, true for all of us who have seen it. It didn't look good, and just hoping for decent news. Obviously, this season has no further playoff aspirations, so whatever Mahomes needs to do to get healthy, you just hope it's a short recovery rather than a long one. Tyquan Thornton also got the official post-game injury update. He had a huge catch early in the fourth quarter, took an illegal helmet-to-helmet hit. Tony Jefferson was ejected after the play. Thornton entered the concussion protocol, and Reed said he got hit in the head in the protocol now, and we'll wait to see on him. Meanwhile, Jalen Moore was injured on the second play of the game, returned, then was hurt again near the end of the first half, the left knee injury. He had his helmet at one point, but he didn't enter to start the second half, didn't return. Chu Godrick stayed at right tackle. Andy Reid just said it's a left knee issue of some sort with Jalen Moore. We'll keep an eye on that for obviously an incredibly battered offensive line. And then I'm not going to give you all the ins and outs, just other guys who were injured and at least left for a moment. Many of these guys left for a little while and then returned. Rashee Rice, Chris Jones, Mike Dana, Jalen Watson, Nick Bolton, Xavier Worthy, and then, of course, Mahomes, Thornton, and Moore with a huge list of injuries coming into the game, both on the offensive line and obviously no Trent McDuffie. Just a very shorthanded Chiefs group that ultimately could not get it done to keep their playoff hopes alive today. That's going to do it for us here in the studio. After the break, we'll go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
Chiefs lose 16-13 with the Chargers in a game that's kind of a microcosm of the whole season. Because the Chiefs led 13-3 with 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. That kind of felt like the rush in October when the Chiefs were 5-3. And then from that point on, felt like what's happened since then when the Chiefs have lost 6 out of 7 games to fall to 6-8. I should say 5 out of 6 games to fall to 6-8 on the year, and in essence knocking them out of the playoffs. Of course, the big news will be the injury to Patrick Mahomes that happened on the last drive and what will be the extent of that injury. We're sitting here on December the 14th. You don't want something, you want something serious at any time, but a serious injury this late in the season also affects much, if not all, of your offseason for one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in National Football League history. Our executive producer is Eric Townsend. Nate Wetmore, phenomenal job as our field engineer. Steve Cook, Travis Schlager, and Adam Smith, our assistant field engineers. Derek Nestor, studio director. Master control, Bobby Gilliland. Nick Springer, segment producer. Alex Grimes, instant replay. A.J. Engel, production assistant. Bill Ratner and Roberta Solomon, the studio announcers. Bernie Haney, statistician. Austin Woodard, our spotter. Gary Taylor and Zach Adams, the parabolic operators. Dustin Hilton and Shotgun Jackson help as the studio engineer and studio custodian, respectively. Derek Odell's general sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations. Steven Spector, brand manager. J.R. Ammons, operations manager. Roxanne Marotti, win or lose, a strong, strong leader as our senior vice president and market manager. The entire staff of Odyssey works so very hard all throughout the year, honestly, to bring us these broadcasts and the largest network in the National Football League. Right now, we are scheduled tomorrow night to be on the Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hy-Vee in Liberty, one of our favorite locations. And again, right now, Nick Bolton is scheduled to be the guest, and that will be tomorrow night in Liberty on these Chiefs network stations. We'll also hear from Coach Reed. But the final score is the Chiefs in this game, prior to this game, had won 18 of the last 19 games when leading at halftime. Well, they lose this game, leading 13-10 at halftime and 13-3 late in the second quarter. They lose it 16-13 to drop to 6-8 on the season. For Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling post-game show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dana Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. This Odyssey Sports broadcast was presented by ZipRecruiter. Looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free.